Doc, this is dictating on Samuel Haynes. H-A-I-N-E-S. H-A-I-N-E-S. Date of consultation. Oh, can you mention Samuel Haynes Jr., J.R.? Date of consultation was 8/23/24. Date of birth is 6/23/39. Please make a copy for Christopher Larazabal. Christopher Larazabal, L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L, M-D. Dear Chris, thank you for sending Samuel Haynes for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a85-year-old male who has a past history of atrial fibrillation and history of hypertension. Also has had coughing spells and was recently sent for a chest CT, which was done on July 10, 24. The CT chest showed a 1 centimeter non-calcified pulmonary nodule in the right lower lobe. Follow-up CT was suggested. There was also an area of scarring in both lung fields and cardiomegaly, and a small area of reticular nodular opacities in the right upper lobe. The patient was sent for a PET CT on 7/18/24, and it demonstrated multiple foci of increased activity in the ribs bilaterally. And it demonstrated areas of increased activity in the ribs bilaterally, as well as T5 transverse process on the right. This may reflect metastatic disease as well as myeloma, period. The lung nodule showed no significant uptake with a low level of FTG activity, indicating less likelihood of malignancy. Though the rib lesions may suggest metastatic disease. the the lesions in the bone and vertebrae could be better evaluated with an MRI. The patient admits to having a 20-pound weight loss, but states he has done it voluntarily. Denies any hemoptysis, fevers, chills. Or night sweats. The next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has been significant for carpal tunnel surgery of the left wrist. History of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, and history of permanent pacemaker placement. The patient also has had cardiac catheterization. He has history of atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, habits of patients smoke one pack per day for 1 year and then quit. Alcohol use moderate daily. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease and mother also died of a heart attack, period. Next paragraph. The review of systems. The patient has no fatigue or weight loss, no double vision, no cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. Denies any shortness of breath, chest pains, but has an occasional cough. There's no heartburn, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, or constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising, and he has no joint pains or muscle pains. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list. Coumadin 5 milligrams daily. Finasteride 5 milligrams daily. Doxazosin 4 milligrams a day. Atorvastatin 10 milligrams a day. Losartan 5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. There was no averagely built elderly man, no distress. The blood pressure 130/70, pulse 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 166, and the saturation is 97. HEND anomalous people's reactive. Clear over clear, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosa, edematous. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields are clear. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur and S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor left, its cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Right lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number 2 is multiple rib lesions. Rule out metastatic disease versus myeloma. Number 3 is atrial fibrillation. Number 4, hypertension. Number 6, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised that the PET CT shows no significant uptake in the lung nodule, however, has uptake in the ribs and the thoracic vertebral transverse process, and he might need further workup on the bony lesions. And he will also get a follow-up chest CT in two months, and a complete pulmonary function study. Copy of his recent labs were requested, and follow-up visit. Will be arranged in 4 weeks. Can you please add in the final diagnosis chronic kidney disease? Stage 4. And add in the past history, please. The patient also has chronic kidney disease. This is stage 4. Thank you for this consultation. Copy to Dr. Christopher Larazabal, MD. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza.